Well, what are the inside parts of an egg?
White and yellow, or the yolk, they call it.
And when cooking eggs, how does your wife fix them for you? She fries them and scrambles them, any other ways?
Yeah, sometimes she'll turn them over, sometimes she'll leave them, we call them, you know, straight up, looking at you.
Yeah.
But I like to turn them over.
They're good that way, aren't they?
It's a little too rare for me to lift.
I like them so that they're solid.
Mm-hmm.
Does she ever put them in the water for you? You cook them that way?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you call those?
Boiled eggs.
Uh-huh. Does she ever get water boiling and then break them in the water?
Yeah, we call that poached egg.
Uh-huh. They're good now and then, aren't they?
They are all right.
Put them on toast?
Mm-hmm. You're not feeling like eating anything else at all, you can eat a poached egg a lot of times.
Yeah, my wife got an egg poacher. Have you seen those?
No.
Little aluminum cups.
Eventually they'd be
and
all
you
right.
You just steam your eggs until
yeah.
they're ready.
Sure enough.
They're good. No grease?
Nothing.
Just
enough
egg.
To heat on to
cook them. You can cook them just as hard as you want.
I like a soft boiled egg. Poached egg, pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
About one, but I don't want to make out a breakfast on them every morning.
I get tired of them.
Yeah.
About twice a week.
You get tired of them.
Some people, though, they'll want eggs every morning.
Yeah.
Same thing.
I eat one egg every morning with dinner fried or scrambled, ordinarily fried. Scrambled to get them a little too tough.
Did you used to set aside one day in the fall of the year when you get your meat ready, go out and kill your hogs?
Yeah.
Did you do this by yourself, or did you have help?
No, I didn't always have the neighbors in to help me, you know, get two or three men in to help me.
Uh-huh.
Kill the hogs and dress the meat and cut it up. Trim the fat off and make the lard, and the spleen off and make the sausage.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, it was delicious.
What did you call that part of the hog between the shoulder and the ham?
That was the middle.
Any special parts of that that had special names?
Bacon.
Where did that come from?
That come from when we'd have a strip out on the back was fat.
Uh-huh.
We'd cut that off.
Uh-huh.
We'd have another strip right down on the belly that's a little too fat. We'd trim that off.
Uh-huh.
Then you've got your middling left in there, which
uh-huh.
we'd make the bacon out of.
Take it and smoke it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We would sugar cure it. We used to just salt it down in a box. Cure and the salt, and then take it up and wash it and eat it that way. And then we got sugar to it. You sugar in that salt, and so much sugar and so much salt. Rub it on there. It would cure it, keep it to. Well, I'd keep to use it up or then.
Huh.
So we'd sugar cure that. We'd rub that meat so many minutes each piece, according to the thickness of it.
Uh-huh.
With that preparation we had mixed up there. When we do that, then we'd wrap that in a paper
uh-huh.
very closely.
Uh-huh.
Take binder twine, wrap it tight. Then we put that into a cloth bag, hang that rascal up there, and it's there, you got ready to go get it. We didn't have to take it up and smoke it. That saved all that.
Uh-huh. I thought that was good.
We learned that later on. It was good. The meat was so much better than salt, and you salt it down there. And stayed in the salt a little too long and get off the salt. It's hard to get that salt out. Never was as good.
Boil it and still it's no good.
Still it's no good. But when we learned the preparation, just how to fix that sugar cure, just so much. You put just so much on that piece of meat according to the size of the piece of meat.
Mm-hmm.
You had it just right and it was good. It was really good.